This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 27. It says there, "You have been weighed on the scales and found deficient," end of quote. Belshazzar was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, the famous king of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar, his grandfather, because of his companionship with Daniel, got acquainted with the power and salvation of the God of Israel, the living God in heaven. Nebuchadnezzar decreed to everyone in his kingdom to stop worshipping idols and man-made materials and start worshipping only the God of Daniel, the God of Israel. Daniel 3:29. Daniel was a Hebrew young man who was in exile in Babylon. When Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem, Daniel and his three friends who believed in the living God in heaven were brought to Babylon in captivity. Later, God raised Daniel to the highest position in Babylon. All these accounts we can read in the book of Daniel in the Bible. Now Belshazzar started blaspheming the God of Israel, the only living God, who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. Belshazzar was an idol worshipper who worshipped the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. One evening, Belshazzar ordered a great feast for thousands of his nobles and started drinking wine with them. On that evening, he blasphemed the God of Israel, and he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver vessels his grandfather Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so that his nobles, wives, and concubines might drink from it and ridicule the Lord God in heaven. Then they all started drinking wine from the vessels taken from the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. He and his wives, concubines, and nobles drank from them and praised the gods of the gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Beloved, you see, whenever people lean to praise and bow down man-made idols or images, they should solemnly remember the fact that there is a living God in heaven who is the creator of all, and he is the only God worthy to be worshipped and adored. Bible says in Isaiah 42:8 this, "I am the Lord, this is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols and graven images," end of quote. You know, all went well for a short period of time. Then the king saw the fingers of a human hand appearing on the plaster of the wall in front of them, near the lampstand, and it started writing something on the wall. The king watched the mysterious handwriting. He became afraid, frightened, turned pale, and his legs became weak, and knees began knocking. This was the inscription that was written there. It said like this, "Many, many tekel parsin." The king's astrologers, enchanters, and diviners were called, but they could not read or tell the king the meaning of those words. Finally, Daniel, the young man who was brought to captivity and now over 90 years of old, he was brought to the palace to read and give the meaning of these mysterious words. Daniel told Belshazzar, this is what he said, "Your grandfather Nebuchadnezzar initially was arrogant against the one and true living God in heaven, but later he was humbled by God and acknowledged the Most High God in heaven is the sovereign ruler over all people and all kingdoms." Then Daniel said this to the Belshazzar, "You, Belshazzar, his son, have not humbled yourself in front of the living God in heaven, even though you knew what happened to your grandfather. You blasphemed and denounced his name by bringing the vessels from the temple in Jerusalem, and your wives and concubines and nobles drank from it, and you praised the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot even see, hear, or understand. You praise the handiworks of man. You did not honor the God who created all and holds your life and ways in his hand. Therefore, hear the meaning of these words," Daniel said. "Many means God has numbered your days and going to bring an end. Many is a noun in the Aramaic language, and it comes from a verb meaning to number. Tekel, you have been waved on the scale, and you found wanting. or lacking. Peres is you are separated, the kingdom divided now and given to the new empire, Medes and Persians. You know, that very night, Belshazzar, the king of the Babylonians, was slain. He was killed. And Darius the Mede took over the kingdom of Babylon at the age of 62. Do you know, Bible says in Job 14:5-7, our days are numbered by God. God even know the number of our months and days we live here on this earth. None of us will live longer than the time God has set. God numbered our days. The second point Bible reminds us this, we are all accountable to God. There is a day God will weigh each one of us like he weighed Belshazzar on a scale. If you and me do not possess the right standing before God by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we will also find lacking or be wanting. Man cannot stand in the presence of the Lord apart from the redeeming work and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The right and perfect standing before God, or found not wanting and lacking anything when weighed on God's scale, is not something we can obtain from our self-efforts. Bible says perfect standing before God is given to us when we come to Jesus Christ and accept him as our Savior and Lord. Why? Because the Bible says in Hebrews 10:14, by one sacrifice, Jesus Christ has perfected those who are sanctified forever. This verse informs us our perfection or lacking nothing in the sight of the Lord is not based on our works or efforts, but is based on what God has done and gave to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if we are found in Jesus Christ, we would not found wanting on the scale of God. Listen what the Bible says in John 3:17-18. It says there, "For God did not send his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him, Jesus, is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." End of quote. Dearly beloved, are you saved by Jesus Christ so that you will never be condemned and judged? Instead, you will find perfect and blameless in the sight of God? We do not want our life to end like Belshazzar's, do we? Come to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the whole world, and get blameless and perfect standing before God today. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me today, Lord. I come to Jesus Christ, and I accept him as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again from the dead. Please come to my heart and save me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. May the love and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.